Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Politics Nation, this Tuesday marks the first Earth Day under Trump 2.0. And lost in the blitz of executive actions has been a massive assault on environmental protections, including a near complete rollback on the previous administration's commitment to environmental justice. So now the communities most susceptible to pollution and climate change have even less of a voice. While at the same time, Trump's defunding science and opening more of the country's natural resources to his industry backers. Joining me now.
I know you guys hate me right now because I just opened with Al Sharpton. And you were like, what did we do to her? Her eyes hurt and she's making us listen to Al Sharpton. You guys are cursing me. That's okay. It's okay. I deserve it. It's all right. It's Earth Day. So it's incumbent upon me to remind you about the glory of Earth Day. It's all about like saving the planet and stuff and composting your girlfriend and stuff. And the composting your girlfriend part. Yeah, I feel we need to get into that. So, welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. It's Earth Day, guys. Now, let me just set the tone. First off, two things I'm going to let you know about. Juan is about to unleash my weird eye on you. I have a scratched eyelid. Okay, so your girl does not have the luxury of the show must go on. Thankfully, I love what I do. The show must go on. So must I. So my eye's weird. So don't judge me. Women are already self-conscious. Don't judge me. Juan's promised not to zoom in on my wonk eye, so, you know, I have a little scratch, and so we're recovering, and so just bear with me. That's why I'm wearing my big ugly glasses, and my eye is swollen, and so I want people to tune in for that, right?
I feel like this is an exaggeration.
No, it is. It's pretty rough. Do. Yesterday was rough. I was told, I had kids mistaking me for Sloth and trying to take me home, like in the Goonies, and they were like, I'm going to take care of you now. It was totally like that. So apologies to everybody yesterday because I came in hot and my eye was swollen and it was all bad. I couldn't see out of it and it was really bad. I had to go to the eye doctor. It was a real rough ride for your girl. I'm still occasionally going to be nursing it. So just bear with me, right? This is digital streaming. This is where it's real, y'all. We don't got a little Fox team of fairy makeup artists to the side. No, this is real. All right. So let me get to Earth Day. Earth Day, right? Celebrating the Earth. You guys know how Earth Day was founded. Just to set the tone for the show today. Y'all know how Earth Day was founded. Earth Day was founded by a guy named Ira Einhorn. And Ira Einhorn, this was in 1970. So I wasn't alive. I think Cain was barely alive. Were you a fetus? I think you were a fetus in 1970.
No, I wasn't alive in 70.
Oh, yeah. No, you weren't alive. No. You were just a glint.
Just a thought.
Yeah, you were a thought. Some of you were alive. Some of you weren't. Anyway, 1970 in April. Actually, yeah, this day and all these years ago. So he founded Earth Day and he had this big speech in this park in Philadelphia, right? And then 7 years later, the Popo raided his closet and they found, dun, 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 the composted body of his ex-girlfriend inside a trunk. What? Now, before you judge, this guy who was named Unicorn, the nickname Unicorn, makes sense. He was he was a bad hippie, right? He was one of the bad boomer hippies that we talk about. Like, we all make fun of Gen Z. So, yeah, there's some bad boomers amongst the good boomers. Anyway, I'm not saying it again. So, he really believed in Earth Day so much that he murdered his ex-girlfriend and composted her. Helen Holly Maddox. I don't know why her nickname is that. She dumped him and he said that he was going to throw her personal belongings in the street if she didn't come pick him up. He was mad. 5 years they were together. And then on September 9, 1977, I still wasn't alive. She went back to the apartment she and Einhorn shared in Philly to get her stuff, and she was never seen again because Einhorn Earth dated her. He did. He totally Earth dated her, and he chopped her up. Yeah. He claimed that she came back to the apartment and then left to go get tofu and sprouts. Can I just stop there? If I'm a cop and you're telling me this, I don't care if you're a hippie, you're a damned liar. And here's why. Who says I'm going to tuck into some delicious tofu and sprouts? You know who eats tofu and sprouts? Nobody and rabbits. Tofu is just like congealed soy. Isn't that what it is? It's like a bouillon cube without the beef.
It's a bean curd.
It's a bouillon cube without any of the fun. It's a bean curd. That's nasty. I mean, I like lemon curd, but bean curd is, I'm like dissolving into myself. Kill me now.
Sprouts aren't bad, though.
It's making my eye hurt. It's my excuse for everything today. I'm going to see how far it gets me. So she went to go buy tofu and sprouts. Never came back. And so if I'm a cop, I'm going to be like, dude, you're lying because you killed her. Nobody goes out and willingly gets tofu and sprouts, you psycho. That's like the first thing I'm thinking of. So she goes out and he composts, and they find out later. Obviously, they found out that, you know, she that he murked her and chopped her up. And you know how they found it? Okay, guys, put your sandwiches down if you're at lunch. Just give me a second. I'll make it quick. There was the neighbors complained that a reddish brown foul smelling liquid was leaking from the ceiling directly below his bedroom closet. And they found her beaten and partially mummified body stuffed into a trunk. He put some air fresheners in there, you know, a little Glade will do it. Little Glade will do it. You want to get rid of that dead body smell? Try 50 Glade. Plus 50 Glade. You get an anti-smell buff. It's just, I don't know. That's how it happened. So, happy Earth Day, guys. Yay! Now, if you really want to celebrate Earth Day, I feel like you got to murk your girlfriend and compost her. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. What are you saying? Are you saying no?
Sounds too orthodox for me.
Too orthodox for you? Yeah. I mean, it may. So, it's Earth Day, and this is how we're acknowledging Earth Day. Ira Einhorn. And so, this is, I don't celebrate Earth Day. I don't even, I mean, yeah, I recycle because the city provides it to me as part of my tax dollars. And so I get this bin and I get to put my recycling in there and act like I'm doing something great for the planet. Nobody cares.
It every day.
I'm all about being a good steward. But at the same time, I don't also want to be made uncomfortable. Can I just be honest? I just don't want to be made uncomfortable. And, I don't know. Like I take care of my plant. I don't like I'm not out there tearing up styrofoam and throwing it into on the side of the road or anything like that. Right.
Anymore.
I just don't do any of the stupid stuff that all the Earth Day people say that you have to do, like that. Oh, you got to do this and you got to, garden in a certain way and do all this stuff a certain way. And I just don't do any of that. So yeah, I recycle. And I also don't like buying things that are made of other like recycled things. I will do it, but I saw like this ad when I was looking for shoes. So a couple years ago, I swear I'm going to end this. So a couple years ago when, we were on vacation and I really don't like wearing shoes if I'm on vacation. I turn into a hobbit and I just don't really want to wear them. You know, just no. But I do because it's gross. But I wanted to find like swim shoes because if we're going fishing, especially if you're going like stone fishing or anything and we want to cook it up on the beach, I got to get swim shoes. Anyway, long story short, I saw this ad for, I think I was like in an academy or whatever. And it was a pair of shoes and it said, these are made with other recycled shoes. And I immediately... Like they're made with other recycled shoes that other people's feet have been in. Just can't do it. So if I was being judged on whether or not I love the planet based on that, guess I hate it. So happy Earth Day. All right, so that's how we're starting it off today. Scratched eye and leaky girlfriends in the closet. Golly. All right, the couple of things here we got to start right off the bat. Can we talk about Mahmoud Khalil? This is the guy who was a Columbia University graduate. He was detained by ICE. He was denied permission to attend the birth of his first child. Oh my gosh, that mean old nasty Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, why'd you do this, Uncle Sam? His attorneys wrote to the director of ICE's New Orleans field office. They were like, how dare you do this? Mr. Khalil, he was just there harassing some Jews. He should be able to attend the birth of his first child. And they're just like, can you believe that he was denied temporary release for the birth of his first child? May I ask a question? May I ask a question? So my question is, what kind of a dad are you that you violate the terms of your stay and you risk missing the birth of your first child, assuming it's his first? What kind of dad are you? I don't know. I mean, I really want to go see the birth of my child, but I really hate the Jews. What do I do? Do I hate the Jews and then hope I don't get deported? Like, how do I do this? I mean, he didn't just like hate on them. He was like, he was part of the people that they, you know, according to all of the documents that, you know, these Jewish students were harassed, like physically harassed. If you're denying me entry and shoving me around, denying me entry into a building, I'm going to go ahead and call that harassment. So he wanted to, he violated the terms of his stay. That's a big bad no-no. It's like if I go into Target and I want to do a five-finger discount, that's a big bad no-no. So why should he get to break the law? And I don't see, that's the brilliant thing that these, that people who are immigrating here illegally, or not immigrating, they're just breaking and entering into the country. The thing I love the most is that, wait a minute, you mean we're equal under the law? That's not fair, because they all want special treatment. You don't get special treatment until I get special treatment, damn it. That's how this country works. But they want special treatment. What do you mean we're equal under the law? Yeah, if you violate the law, there's a consequence for it. What? Yes, it's shocking, I know. So they're trying to make him this super, super sympathetic figure. Oh my goodness, he's just, can you believe it? His baby, infant baby, he was just denied being able to go see that. Well, he shouldn't have violated the terms of his stay. I mean, it's really clear. Like, don't be killing no people. Don't be hitting no people. Don't be stealing nothing from no people. Don't be harassing no students and bullying them and physically assaulting them. You know, that's not a protected speech. So, I mean, that's kind of his bad, right? Yeah. So coming up, we're going to get into the Democrats' dates with that MS-13 member in El Salvador. It's like the dating game. It's like they're all rotating. They get 5 minutes and then the next date sits in. How many margaritas has this thug had now? Right? He's probably got his britches on his head at this point. He's so damn drunk. We're going to get into all of that and a lot more. It's a Scratch Die edition here on The Dana Show. So we got headlines on the way. Coming up later also, I forgot to add, we got Governor Greg Abbott, who's going to be joining us. I mean, just a few things to talk about with the Governor Abbott, you know, just a little bit, just some stuff, Kane. Not a lot's been happening in the Republic of Texas, you know. I've said for years now that our media is just garbage. Legacy Press is garbage. How does the average person know if a news story, if the source is accurate or if it's biased? Ground News can be a great solution for that. Ground News can show you the stories and the sources of the day, and then they give you details about their sourcing, how reliable the reporting is, and who owns them, and keep you fully informed on any potential political or motivational leanings. So, for instance, you could use Ground News to read about the Trump administration suing the state of Maine over participation of transgender athletes in girls' sports. The Huffington Post said, quote, Trump's newest political power grab is targeting Maine. The Toronto Sun said, quote, DOJ is to sue Maine over trans women competing in female sports. So same story, but two very different headlines. Is it a power grab by the president or is it in the hands of the DOJ? You can sign up for your Ground News account today and get access to the mobile app, the website, the browser extension, and exclusive newsletter so you can stay informed on the news and the bias. Visit groundnews.com/Dana today to get 40% off the Ground News Vantage plan and get access to all of their news analysis and features. That's groundnews.com/Dana for 40% off the Ground News Vantage plan for a limited time only. groundnews.com/Dana for 40% off.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem. Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to the Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
It's a good thing we're here then. All right, Scratch Die Edition. Money worries. 13% of Americans, only 13, feel confident about their finances. Thanks, Joe Biden. You're so great. You just made the economy so great. 13% of Americans feel really good about their finances. 84% believe financial planning is more important than ever. And the top financial goals for Americans, according to a recent study, saving money, reducing debt, and establishing emergency funds. So good. U.S. dollar falls to a three-year low as Trump's Powell threats further dent investor confidence. I just say, can we please give consumers a shot in the arm at taxes? I'm going to go complete honey-baked ham on some of these lawmakers if they do not make permanent these tax cuts. So help me. So the dollar's fallen to a three-year low. And of course, investors don't feel confident with anything. Fell as low as 97.92 on Monday. It's the lowest since March of 22. This wealthy West Coast city is in danger of becoming the next Detroit. Saved you a click. It's L.A. Los Angeles. They said it's going to be like the next Detroit because everybody's leaving. There's a huge exodus of big budget TV and film production. Like Mel Gibson's shooting stuff here in Texas now, literally in Dallas, Fort Worth. Taylor Sheridan, a lot of people are coming out and they're leaving Hollywood. And apparently they haven't yet triggered a crisis, but they're getting close to. They said on location production in the city fell by almost 25% in the first quarter of this year compared to the same time last year. And of course, you have high state taxes. Industry leaders are lobbying for an entertainment production tax. They want a 35% credit. Man, not going to happen. I'm so sorry. You guys remember the Senate twink who used the Senate hearing room for some same-sex sexy times and made a video of it? Well, he moved to Australia and started an OnlyFans. Of course he did. That's all you need to know. I feel like there were signs. The new Pornographers drummer apparently was arrested for child pornography. His bandmates are horrified. The drummer for the new Pornographers arrested for having child pornography, Kane. Just saying. We have a lot more on the way, including, no, Trump is not firing SecDef Hegseth. Stick with us. Gold prices have surged over 40% since January 2024, consistently reaching new highs. According to Goldman Sachs research, the upward trend is expected to persist due to strong demand from central banks. It's stuff like this that's made me take action and why I've bought precious metals like gold and silver. I've partnered with a great company that makes it super easy to buy. Easy, transparent, and simple. And that company is Gold Co. They're a huge supporter of this show, and they're the best at what they do. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit jam-packed with critical information about buying precious metals. It was a huge help, not just for me, but to all of you if you do this. And for my audience, you could also qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. It's a really great deal, so don't miss out. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Democrats now insist they have a huge momentum shift after those special elections turned out pretty much like we thought they would. President Trump has the audacity to claim he should be able to decide who works for him. And Trump makes the media look like Wile E. Coyote again over comments about a third term. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Confident, accept. Hear me, confident, accept.
Oh, no. Why do you even ask a question?
There was a new report this weekend that he used it in a separate chat that included some family members.
It's the same old stuff from the media. That's an old one. Try finding something new.
So that's POTUS at one of the at the White House Easter event. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Bottom of this first hour, scratched eye edition. That's why it's weird. I'm self-conscious about it, if you can't tell. Anyway, POTUS was being asked about SecDef Hegseth, which is one of my favorite phrases to say. Just try it, even if you have to say it quietly to yourself. SecDef Hegseth. It's fun to say. He's not firing him. He's not firing Secretary of Defense Hegseth. It's not happening. Let me set something straight. I saw this rumor floating around last night, and this comes on the heels of these leaks coming out of the Pentagon. In this op-ed, if you're a subscriber, I sent this piece out to you yesterday. Top Pentagon spokesperson details month from hell inside the agency. This is over at Politico. I have a major problem with people who seek to help an institution and they're not whistleblowing. There's people in there trying to right the ship, and instead they go and they cry to the press. I just have a problem with that. I think it's a bureaucratic response to undermine him, because I like him. I mean, here's the thing. You serve the position, not the person. You serve the realm, not the ruler. And regardless of what somebody thinks about Hegseth, leaking as a way to undermine the Secretary of Defense because you disagree with POTUS's pick is pretty damn antithetical to how we are supposed to do things in this country. And so I have a major issue with these leaks coming out as a result of this. Conspiracy theorists with all these axes to grind, they started circulating this rumor last night that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had pitched himself for SecDef. And he had been lobbying to oust Hegseth. Now, I spoke to a couple people. I'm not going to tell you who, but trust that, I mean, it's a pretty solid sourcing. That's all I got to say. It's an absolute outright lie. Bank the house on it. It's an outright lie. I don't even know why anybody's pitching it, except maybe for the purpose of just creating chaos. Now, DeSantis and Trump, are they best friends? No, they're not best friends, but they have buried their primary beef. Although I think some of the grifters that are in POTUS's orbit who don't respect him enough to follow his lead on unity, they're ignoring that, if you can't tell. Because there's a cottage industry about hating DeSantis, and these people, I mean, gosh, they're going to have to go out and, you know, go back to, waitressing, or they're going to have to go back to being a Starbucks barista if they are not able to gatekeep on this, if they lose their gravy train. So I do know that they've played golf several times together. Trump has asked him to come out to Mar-a-Lago. They've come out there. He also took the Florida First Lady out there one time. And I do know before Hegseth was confirmed and before he was totally cemented as POTUS's nominee, an offer was made to DeSantis. That's true. DeSantis, however, and now I see why. I mean, he wanted to stay on as governor of Florida. And it's not because of any animosity towards Trump or anything. And at first, when I started hearing about this and talking to my contacts in Tallahassee and in D.C., I have to say I kind of wondered why. And then later on, all of the stuff with the Florida rhinos exploded. And so now it makes sense, doesn't it? So let's look at it like this. I think that the rhinos in Florida, the ones that are trying to ban open carry and campus carry, because it was Republican rhinos that defeated that, I think that they thought DeSantis was going to take this position. I think they thought he was going to be offered this and Hegseth was going to be moved aside. And because they would take it, these people are falling all over themselves to try to get a place in the Trump administration, right? And when DeSantis didn't do it, I think it left them in a predicament because they were trying to undermine all of these gains that the more constitutionally minded Florida lawmakers have made. And they were trying to undo it. They thought DeSantis was going to take this role. And when he didn't, oh my gosh, they're left with a fight. That's why all, now it makes sense. That's why all this stuff like exploded in the public the way it did. So he, now it makes sense why DeSantis wanted to stay on, because he's got to clean up this rhino mess. You know, it's a handful of lawmakers that are dragging their feet on everything. They're gonna cost the majority. They're super majority. They're gonna do that if they don't stop. So I know that Trump liked him as a potential SecDef. I know it was offered. And now it makes sense why DeSantis stayed to finish out his gubernatorial term. He's got some stuff to clean up. That's why. And no, Trump's not firing Hegseth. First off, Trump isn't going to fire someone. And the speakership is different because that was something that's triggered by other members. Trump isn't going to can someone unless he's got somebody else waiting in the wings. Now, you can say whatever you want about POTUS. You can disagree with his policy positions, whatever it is. But I will say one thing, he's not going to not have somebody waiting in the wings. So I think that that's kind of what some of his strategy was on that. But he's not firing Hegseth. It's not happening. And Hegseth, quite honestly, what are we? The fact that there are people leaking because they're disloyal to purpose, not to person, but to purpose. They feel like serving the realm, for the lack of a better way to put it, is by colluding with leftist publications and whining to them. That seems to me more of a them problem and less of a Hegseth problem. He's still trying to establish control in the DOD. And I want you to realize how tough this is. You kind of need a jackwagon to do it. And that's kind of one of the reasons. I mean, I'm not saying that I like him. I get along with him. And I think he's fine for this role. You kind of have to be a jackwagon, I think, to just roll into DOD and be like, look, boys and ladies, this is how we're doing things now. And you can see the massive amount of pushback that he's getting. There are people who would rather rule over the ashes than to not rule at all. And those are the people that he's dealing with. So this is, you're talking entrenched bureaucracy, decades of entrenched bureaucracy. It's a huge thing. And he's just got in there, and I think he's doing everything that he can. I want to touch on this. There's a couple of things that I want to talk about, these trade deals really quickly. I saw this in the New York Post. One of the things that we're watching as it relates to the tariff battle, Charles Gasparino wrote that the Trump team needs a trade deal to stop investor panic. And this was one of the headlines that I had a little earlier with some of the investor confidence. This is a real thing. We got to get these deals done, and we got to get them done quick. India, Japan, South Korea, and Australia. The Treasury Secretary said the other day that he was making some big strides finalizing these deals. And it's all well and good, but people need to see the ink. They need to see the ink dried. Scott Bessent said that he was moving the president to lock in to make some of these more advantageous trade deals. And they just met with Italy last week. J.D. Vance, Vice President Vance, is over in India right now, meeting with Modi. He's, you know, obviously this is something that's coming up. So the issue with this is we got to get these deals done. This is where all the uncertainty driving all of this volatility is coming from. And so far, there hasn't been any. When I did our event with WRVA, and by the way, KTTH in Seattle, they're brand new this week, and we're sending a big old welcome to our new Seattle affiliate. When we were out in Virginia with the Politics and Pints event, WRVA, one of the things that my friend Brian Kilmeade, and Brian and I have been friends forever, that he brought up was that these deals, and I agree with him, he's got to start making them immediately. I mean, we need one after the other, because otherwise we're going to start losing any advantage that we had. This is what I was anticipating right after he took the oath of office, and right after he comes into the White House, he has to deal with all of this, you know, the foot dragging from all of these lawmakers, and his agenda is going to get caught up on all of this stuff. But they got to get these trade deals done or nothing else matters. And it needs to start happening. It's not happening fast enough. I'm going to be honest. That's my one thing. And it's not because of the administration. I mean, it's a dance. but they need to happen faster than this, especially as we roll towards summer and we start getting into midterms. And that's it. We got to get this done. We have to lock it down. This Harvard. So we got a couple of things. You got a Supreme Court case about parents wanting to be able to opt out from inappropriate stuff. You have oral arguments in that today. I was pulling up SCOTUS blog, but you're not going to get any kind of decision on that until June. That's the Supreme Court season. That's Supreme Court season. But in addition to this, you also have Harvard, which is hitting back at the Trump administration. They filed suit over the administration's decision to freeze $2.2 billion in federal grants. Now, remember, after Harvard denied to protect Jewish students from being assaulted and targeted on campus in what progressives think is protected speech, the Trump administration said, okay, well, then you're not going to get any of our federal money. Harvard said the funding freeze was arbitrary and capricious and violated its First Amendment rights. Hitting someone in the face because they're Jewish isn't a First Amendment protected expression. Stop. Like, literally barring them from entering buildings is not a First Amendment protected expression. You're arresting their movement. I mean, some might say that that's involuntary detainment. You can't prevent them from leaving a building either. That's also not a protected form of speech. All of these actions are very real actions that preceded this decision from the administration to freeze this funding. Harvard, what did we say, Kane, their endowment was? I think something it's 50, like 50-something billion.
53 bill.
Okay, they don't need this from us.
No.
They can handle it themselves. That's a lot. Can you imagine? They don't need this from us. Not at all.
It's just an effort to, again, it's about clogging up the system, yeah, making things difficult instead of doing what you're supposed to do. This is literally the left's game and has been for such a long time.
And then the case with parents at SCOTUS, this is the case of Mockmouth versus Taylor. And it's a group of parents from Montgomery County, Maryland. By the way, notice the name. I bring this up because the left loves to play identity politics. I got to be honest with you, you know, on this issue with regard to appropriate materials for school children, you are going to find Muslim parents, Indian parents, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant parents, Asian parents, Hispanic parents. I've never seen, and I've been in activism for a long time. I started in Oppo research. I have never seen, other than maybe school choice, an issue and two-way issues that, particularly with this, are so far-reaching and literally have every single type of American family involved. And in this Montgomery County, Maryland case, the school board wanted to end this opt-out policy for these lessons. I don't know if you saw some of the books. We'll talk about this coming up. Let me just say, how do I put this gently for our more sensitive viewers and listeners? Some of the books are so inappropriate, I would be fined if I read them on air. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that the parents who are speaking out, you're talking about elementary school kids. In fact, the first group of parents that brought this issue up with the school board had elementary school children. I don't know why a 7-year-old needs to read a picture book about two men having sex. Do you? I can't even read the book on air. I can't. And there's a handful of them. This is like the story of what happened literally down the road from me. A woman that I know, we have a mutual friend, her 13-year-old daughter was in the library and found that book where they drew, oral romantical times. Yeah. And they talked about like trans students engaging in that. And that was drawn. Like, we can't even show that. I'd be fined. They'd pull us off air across the country because we have FCC standards that we have to follow. Oh my gosh, Kane. Yeah. Why are people fighting parents about this? of our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends at Tax Network USA. It's the month of the government theft organization. Yay, it's extortion, but it's, you know, it's legal in this case. IRS, biggest collection agency in the world. If you owe back taxes, if you have unfiled returns, do not wait for them to come to you. You need to reach out, but don't do it alone. Turn to the folks at Tax Network USA. Not all of these tax resolution companies are the same. You can schedule a complimentary consultation, talk with one of their strategists at 1-800-958-1000 or visit tnusa.com/Dana. They have direct access to preferred, the agents to deal with, and they know which ones to avoid. They have proven resolution strategies, whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million. These are risk-free solutions. You can protect your financial security and get professional guidance from their experts that know how to navigate the system and reduce or eliminate your debt. You know, stop looking over your shoulder and having anxiety about all this. Schedule your complimentary consultation today by calling 1-800-958-1000 or visit tnusa.com/Dana.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
I have no regrets. Not a day has gone by that I thought it was the wrong decision. I was welcomed with open arms. I knew after reading Project 2025 that if Trump got in, it was time for me and my non-binary child to leave the country. And although I was not one of the celebrities who announced that that's what I would do, I made the decision within my family and my therapist, and should he win. And then when he did, we made the plan into action, and we were gone before he was inaugurated.
Nobody cares about her. Why does she have to? This is not an airport terminal. You don't have to announce every departure. Okay. You don't have to. That's not something that you have to do. Rosie O'Donnell, why did you leave the U.S.? Because I'm a giant whiner. That's why. Nobody's persecuting me, but I decided to go somewhere that has higher taxes. Welcome back. It's Scratch Die edition of the show, so don't judge me. We have coming up in our next hour, next hour, Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He's going to be joining us on a whole host of issues. And remember the guy who caused $21,000 in damages to Teslas? He was an official with the Tim Walz administration. He was an employee. He's gonna get to skip out on any and all criminal charges. We're gonna talk about that coming up. Stick with us. Second hour on the way. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily, and in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Get rid of pain and start living better. Give Relief Factor a try. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com.
Like, I don't give a lot of constitutional weight or heft to laws passed before 1965, right? Because nobody asked me and nobody asked anybody to look like me. So why should I care what some old white judge and some old white legislature and some old white president decided was right for me? Living under the laws of the people who kidnapped my people and held us in bondage, that's not something they do anywhere else in the world. It's not like South Africa said, like, oh, that apartheid was bad, but you know what? We're just going to, like, clean up some of these laws, and okay, now we have... No, they were like, take your Boer constitution and put it in the trash. We will write another one, this time including everybody.
So that's... Who is this guy? He wants to be Al Sharpton so bad. Ellie Mistel or whatever, Mistal.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show, Dana Lash here, Scratch Die Edition. Bear with me. He's saying that he doesn't want to live under laws that white people wrote. So you don't want protection from those laws either then, huh?
Apparently not.
I am the type of person laws are written for. Because if there's not a law, I'm going to assume I can do it. And that's not what you want. I mean, you know, I try to be a good person and I go to church, but I am also a sinful person. I am a corrupted species. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We got Texas Governor Greg Abbott going to be joining me coming up. And like I said, scratched eye edition. That's why my eye's weird. If you see it, I'm wearing my glasses real low to help. But so you get that bonus today if you're watching the stream. The chat's at Rumble, 347 DirecTV. I feel like race baiting doesn't have the power that it used to. Do you get that idea, Kane?
I think people are seeing it for what it is, and right. it's peaked at its use, and now it's just...
We can hope.
It's meaningless at this point for most people.
Yeah, we can hope with this. No, he's... this is the type of stuff that... Is he on MSNBC, the Mistal guy, the wannabe Al Sharpton?
Probably.
Yeah, MSNBC is like... You know, like CNN is the sewer, and MSNBC is whatever's underneath the sewer. I don't know. MSNBC is even worse. I don't know why they put some of these people on to say this stuff, because it's what's the purpose of saying something like this? Like, oh, I'm not going to live in a country where all the white people did the laws. What about the white people that were abolitionists? What about people like Elijah Lovejoy, who were literally killed for, you know, what they believed, which was actual equality and citizenship? You know, what about those? Oh, disregard those. What about people like my husband's great-grandfather, who was in Andersonville camp? He was with the Union. He was captured. He was held in a prison camp. He lost about, a third of his body weight. He was barely alive. He was able to walk out. He lost all of his weight. That was a notorious POW camp. And they would drive like a donkey or an ox or something or in the middle of this structure, and then they told all the prisoners, if you're hungry, you need to eat it, rip it apart by your hands, your teeth, whatever. That's what they had to do to feed them. So what about those people? Is that what Ellie missed? Shut up. This guy, he's sitting on freedoms that were paid by blood, black and white, and a lot of white people lost their lives to rectify what they didn't do, what other people in the United States did. But like, let's say nothing about, you know, he wants to sit here and talk about South Africa. Let's say nothing about the African nations that sold they'd go to war with different tribes, and they would sell people that they defeated into captivity. They were making fat bank on that. So let's not omit how it started. We have, like I said, a lot in store here. One of the other things, can we touch on this? This guy, he was an employee in Tim Walz's administration. And he's going to pay the owners of Tesla vehicles that police say he vandalized to avoid criminal charges. This is in Hennepin County. The city attorney there, Mary Moriarty, said that they're going to pursue pre-charge diversion per Daily Caller, instead of felony charges against Dylan Adams, who is a fiscal policy analyst, apparently, for Tim Walz's Department of Human Services. He is on video keying six Tesla vehicles around town, and he was caught on those Sentry cameras. He caused over $20,000 in damages to the vehicles. And they said that, well, criminal prosecution remains a possibility should his unlawful behavior continue. And they said, oh, the client's very remorseful. The client's remorseful that they got caught. He's remorseful that he was caught, but I don't think he's remorseful for what he did. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. He got caught. But the reason they're treating this like it's a federal, they're treating it like it's a federal crime in some respects. This is crazy, this guy. I mean, I'm watching one of the videos of him on camera doing this, like keying a car. He's on camera keying a car. And he owns a dog. I feel like I wouldn't trust him to own a dog, if I'm being honest. This guy. I hope the dog's in good care, because I don't think this guy can give it. He's a neckbeard. I don't think he can give it. Over $20,000 of damages. You know, some of these people, let me tell you something. Some of these people work really hard. And they buy a car, and they're proud that they got a car that is reliable and that can get them where they need to go, and a car they like. And this guy, because he doesn't like Tesla, thinks that I'm going to key this person's property and ruin something that they worked hard to own. Because this guy is apparently not evolved enough to express disagreement any other way. I've seen apes throw their feces more intellectually than what this guy did. This is not protected speech. So they're saying, oh, it's a pre-diversion. So that's what we're doing. They said, we think that there's going to be no likelihood of repeat offenses. The attorney for this D-bag, what's his name? I feel like his name needs to be out there a lot. Dylan Adams. Dylan Adams. His attorney said, quote, my client is very remorseful and we're making sure the victims are made whole financially. Really? Yeah, he's, and this is a Minnesota county. She's a left-leaning prosecutor. And they, of course she is. Left-leaning prosecutor. Someone was trying to tell me, oh, it's federal jurisdiction. Shut up. You have no idea what you're talking about. It's a Soros prosecutor who's not wanting to really, I mean, can you imagine if this was a somebody who, J6er, good heavens. So they said that there was a, they call her soft on crime because she is soft on crime. Moriarty is incredibly soft on crime. She's a super left-leaning prosecutor. She believes in restorative justice, which is a rot. And it's a, and it's an indulgence on which criminals thrive. And she had a lot of reforms. They've been really going after her for a while. Last year, she was elected. This was what, July of 24. She was a public defender. She had a lot of Soros donations come in. And even some of her supporters were questioning why she was seeking light sentences for violent crimes. And she thought her reasoning is, well, if you reduce the penalty, they're going to see that and be thankful, and then they're going to commit fewer crimes. That's literally the whole ideology of restorative justice. Oh, they're going to experience kindness, and because of that, then they're going to want to be kind, and they're not going to want to commit crimes. That sounds like drunk logic. Does that make sense? Has that ever worked anywhere it's ever been implemented, Kane?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think it's ever. I don't think it has been. So she's been criticized quite a bit. So it's no surprise that this is something. It's no surprise that this is how the story, what she's doing here. Not at all surprised. And it's unfortunate because then you have people. I bet some of them were leftists because there were a lot of leftists that went out and got, and they went out and they got these vehicles, like that. They were telling everybody to go out and get Teslas in the beginning. How quickly that changes. So. I wanted, can we touch on really quickly? I didn't get to this last hour and I didn't get to it yesterday. Do you think that the Biden family photo, Easter photo, Kane, is photoshopped?
What? Say that again?
The Biden family photo.
Oh.
Do you think it's photoshopped for Easter?
I
did. Did you see it?
I saw it, but I didn't see any indication of.
Okay. I think it's weird, dude. It's weird. I think it's weird. I don't know if it's photoshopped. I think I kind of lean towards I think it might be. I can't imagine it because they're all real casual and they're sitting on, he's sitting with his, most of his kids and grandkids. Hunter's not in there. And of course, you know, Hunter's, all of Hunter's kids aren't in there. They put Joe, like Joe's in the back, but why is he in a full suit? And why is his lighting weird? And what is he doing with his hand? Like, see where is the red circle? Juan is showing you. On the simulcast, Channel 347, DirecTV, Rumble. Okay, Juan's like, that is Photoshop. The family legit put this out.
Wow.
They legit tweeted this out. That looks, look at his hand. Look at his hand. Biden himself tweeted this out. He tweeted it out and they didn't say anything about it. They acted, I mean, look at it. Look at it. Do you see that little?
Do we have a super zoomed in of the circle? Do we have a zoom-in version of the circle?
Look at the lighting on his suit, though, while Juan does that. Look at the lighting on his suit. It's all just... And why is he in a suit and everyone else is cash?
Look, now that you
mentioned it... I mean, that one dude's in a wrinkled chambray shirt in the front.
It looks like the lighting on his suit is different than the lighting on his face.
Right? Juan's zooming in on that.
Which is
I am fascinated by this whole thing. I was looking at this and I felt like I was in CSI. So, all of the lighting is... And then he's in the back. And also... I just feel like the sizing is off and he's flat. Like if you, when you really zoom in on it, and I think Juan, doesn't his suit, his tie look flat and compressed? The color on it? I think it looks compressed and flat. Do you see what I mean, Kane, on that?
Yeah. And the lighting on even his fingers there, just...
Like, what? Does he just have his hand on that dude's neck?
Do you think, was this like a photoshopping him into a photo because he couldn't make it?
Uh-huh. I mean, he's like making constipation face.
Or was this just a standard Bruce Springsteen using Photoshop face. To correct a photo, just, you know, to clean it up for
publishing. I really wouldn't doubt it. It just looks weird. I don't know why you would put this out. I mean, clearly he wasn't there.
I mean, he is by those posts back there, so I guess he would have slightly different lighting.
No, but he's like in full sun, though. You can see. I mean, he's not under the shade of the awning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so weird to me. I don't know why they put this out, because then you've got, I feel like they want conspiracy theorists. If you're watching the simulcast, for real, look how, what gets me, not only the hand is weird. And okay, so Lorraine asks this. She goes, I can see where Jill's hair has been cut and Ashley's hair is feathered and the lighting is different. And then she goes, is he seated or crouching? That's a great point.
That's a good question too.
How is he sitting? Because how does he fit there?
Yeah, his knees would have to go right into the backs of the people that are in front of him.
Why do something this weird? Why couldn't they just like, here's an Easter bunny. Meh. You know, why couldn't they? And then like, you know, they literally have to just tempt fate every time they do something stupid like this.
Also, Jill's smiling. That's weird.
Well, and when I zoom in, I don't mean to be like all Zapruder about this, but I'm fascinated by this. When you zoom in, and I'm hyper zoomed in on my monitor in front of me, I have a giant 4.5-foot wide screen, which is why I look down a lot. I'm reading the prep because we don't do teleprompters. But her hair, Lorraine's right. That's been clipped. I know enough about Photoshop where I know a not totally cleaned up clip job. I think Ashley Biden's hair is a little bit easier, but Jill's, because she has all those layers, it makes it hard, especially up against that navy. And his suit, and it just highlights the fact that his suit is a flat color. His tie's flat. It's like a compressed color. And then he's got his awkward hand out like that. And then, is he tiny? I don't know. Like, it's weird. Remember when they posed with the Carters in that house and they looked giant? I never understood. Like, why do they do weird stuff with their foot? Just be normal. Just be normal and do normal stuff. If you're not in it, it's okay. They're like, oh, we got to put him in, or people think he's dead. We got to move to headlines. I know. And then we've got Governor Greg Abbott coming up. What did Jasmine Crockett call him?
Oh, God. Governor,
Hot Wheels?
Governor Hot Wheels, yeah.
I mean, I'm not against like taking it and making it your own and coming out with an action figure. He's like Professor X. I've said for years now that our media is just garbage. Legacy Press is garbage. How does the average person know if a news story, if the source is accurate or if it's biased? Ground News can be a great solution for that. Ground News can show you the stories and the sources of the day, and then they give you details about their sourcing, how reliable the reporting is and who owns them, and keep you fully informed on any potential political or motivational leanings. So for instance, you could use Ground News to read about the Trump administration suing the state of Maine over participation of transgender athletes in girls' sports. The Huffington Post said, quote, Trump's newest political power grab is targeting Maine. The Toronto Sun said, quote, DOJ is to sue Maine over trans women competing in female sports. So same story, but two very different headlines. Is it a power grab by the president or is it in the hands of the DOJ? You can sign up for your Ground News account today and get access to the mobile app, the website, the browser extension, and exclusive newsletter so you can stay informed on the news and the bias. Visit groundnews.com/Dana today to get 40% off the Ground News Vantage plan and get access to all of their news analysis and features. That's groundnews.com/Dana for 40% off the Ground News Vantage plan for a limited time only. groundnews.com/Dana for 40% off.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, a gay guy travels to Afghanistan to prove that the Taliban are gay. New York Post. Oh, here's literally the headline. I took a vacation with the Taliban and fell in love with the terrorists as we watched Gossip Girl. A British tourist is a gay dude. He likes extreme travel. I'm surprised like he wasn't kidnapped. He's 30 years old. He's visited 69 countries to Yossi Osaidani. And he went to Afghanistan, and he said he flirted with all the Taliban. And one of them, let's see, they all had heavy machine guns. And then one of them he had romantical times with. That makes sense. And he said, Arabs love to flirt with men. They love me. I was obsessed, is what he said in this New York piece. New York Post piece. Okay. Well, yeah, there you go. I believe that. Moving on. Oh, this, a study links, gosh, geez, who would have thought of this? A study links heavy drinking to brain injuries. Alzheimer's. What's heavy drinking? Well, I mean, you know, if you're getting drunk on the reg, it could probably lead to some of it. They said that the brain injuries, they researched this. They said that if you drink more than 8 alcoholic drinks a week, it's associated with injuries linked to Alzheimer's disease and cognitive decline. Well, that's no fun. Also, let's see, there is a plane carrying 350 passengers aborted a takeoff in Melbourne and got stuck in the grass. We have more in store. Texas Governor Greg Abbott joins us next. Stick with us. Our partners who help make the program possible. It's our friends over at Home Title Lock. Look, you always got to be careful of stuff. I mean, things can, with everything being online, I mean, your information to protecting, you know, your home's title even, it just becomes a lot more difficult. It's an AI and cyber world. People are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. All they got to do, all a criminal has to do is forge your signature on one document. They can use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with the county, and then your home title was transferred out from under your nose and under your name. That's unbelievable. You can get a free title history report and a 14-day trial of the $1 million triple lock protection with promo code Dana at HomeTitleLock.com. And you know, guys know, I mean, you won't actually. You won't even know what happens if it happens. Your title can be transferred without you even being aware. And then the damage starts. And you don't hear about it until it's too late, until some of the paperwork catches up to you, right? Then you become aware of it. You need to protect yourself. Your home is your most valuable asset. You need to make sure it's protected before someone else tries to swindle it out from underneath you. Use promo code Dana at HomeTitleLock.com and make sure that your title is still in your name. You'll get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Visit HomeTitleLock.com today and use promo code Dana.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of the second hour. You can listen coast to coast, hundreds of markets across the country, and of course the stream, Channel 347, DirecTV. Joining us now, the great governor of the Republic of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, who I understand was under the weather. We're glad to see that he's back in fighting form. Governor, good to have you.
Great to be back. How you doing, Dana?
I'm doing well. I'm doing quite well. Not staying as busy as you. I don't think you sleep. I think I see you everywhere, and you're tackling every issue, which is what I want to get in. There's so much stuff to discuss because Texas, everything is happening in this state. And I first wanted to start off with asking you about this weird story involving Epic City. Tell us about that. So for people who don't know, who aren't in Texas or maybe who haven't seen, it's essentially a development where you have Muslim developers that are trying to create an Islamic community in Texas. And some might say, okay, well, there's, you know, nothing really wrong with that. People can choose to, you know, move and live however they want. But there is some concerns about exclusivity and also Sharia, because in Texas, we've had to deal with that before. I mean, we've had to deal with certain elected officials trying to promote Sharia within city councils. And we've had some of these issues before. Tell me, what is the latest with this, and what is your take on it?
So first of all, it is an attempted development. It has not yet begun. Second, in what you were talking about, listen, in 2017, I signed a law banning Sharia law in the state of Texas. Any attempt to impose Sharia law whatsoever is in violation, and a lawsuit from the Texas Attorney General would put a stop to it. That said, what's taking place as we have dug into the proposed development of this Epic City, we found potential violation of Texas law after violation of Texas law after violation of Texas law. I have launched about 5 or 6 different investigations through different state agencies, including the Texas Rangers, who are investigating potential illegal acts by the leaders who are forming this potential epic city. And because of the potential legal violations, everything has come to a screeching halt.
And some of the legal violations, I mean, I don't even think, like you said, I think they've just sold some plots and they were talking about building a mosque and a school. And I just, I think maybe I understand the concerns that people are raising with us, especially considering, I mean, in Irving, Texas, there was a father back in 2008, last name was Saeed. He killed his daughters in compliance with Sharia because they were becoming too obsessed with Western culture. I mean, this stuff is real and it is happening in Texas. So it's legitimate to ask questions like this.
Well, anytime that you have, let's say, a potential imposition of something like Sharia law that needs to be looked into and put a stop to. That said, once we dug into what was going on in the potential development of Epic City, we found legal violation after legal violation that necessitated both an investigation as well as a referral to the Texas Attorney General for potential legal action.
And from what I understand, Governor, those include whether or not it's in violation of the Texas Fair Housing Act and any potential harm to investors and potential violations of Texas consumer protection laws. Correct.
Well, that and more. There are some other even more potentially serious violations, including allegations of fraud and some other things that we will continue to look into and have the Texas Rangers investigate.
I mean, and you would do this with any development, really. So I think the accusations against you that you're targeting a Muslim community that's pretty weak.
Well, you know what happens, Dana, and that is whenever anybody or any group is a target of an investigation, the first thing they have to do to try to defend themselves is say, this is racism.
Right.
This is you know, against our religion. And when you learn more about the details of the investigation we are undertaking, you know, you would find it has absolutely nothing to do with any race, with any religion. These are violations that if anybody else had committed these alleged violations, they would be subject to the same investigation.
Same thing. Talking about Texas Governor Greg Abbott, I wanted to say, you said Texas is grateful for the tireless efforts of lawmakers who passed school choice. Has that reached your desk yet, sir?
Not yet. It is nearing my desk. But, you know, for those in your audience who may not have followed this, I've been pushing for school choice in the state of Texas for a decade now.
It's been a while.
And time after time after time, it passed in the Texas Senate, but failed in the Texas House. And so what I did this last election cycle is I went out and campaigned in Texas House districts across the state to garner enough state representatives who would support school choice. More importantly, who would support the avowed choice of their voters. In Republican primaries for the past 2 years, Republican voters have said by about 90%. They want school choice, and they want a representative who will support school choice. And so we elected school choice representatives. We still had to push the issue up the hill in the Texas House. We finally got it across the finish line. On the day of the vote, I was talking to the members of the Texas House in a caucus meeting, and we got a phone call from President Trump. Where President Trump, who's a big pro-school choice advocate, weighed in and cheered on the Texas House members before they went and took their vote. And it turned out to be a much larger margin than I anticipated. You have to have 76 votes to pass something in the Texas House. We had 86 votes in favor of school choice. It will soon be reaching my desk.
That's great to hear. School choice, that's one of the most unifying issues, I think, in any state. And the accusations again, they're using taxpayer dollars to fund private school. But these people never had any problems with talking about using taxpayer dollars for public schools and DEI and all the stuff that we've been fighting in school boards over the past several years, Governor. Which brings me to my next point. Property tax, I know that's been on your list of legislative items. You were looking at bail reform. You had other priorities. Please tell me that property tax relief is a realistic and attainable goal for Texans this year.
So it is, but listen, there's two components to this. One, because the Texas economy is so robust and because we've been responsible in spending, once again, we have a very large budget surplus. And we're going to be returning that budget surplus to taxpayers by buying down the property tax rates. Remember this, and that is the state does not impose a property tax. Only local governments impose a property tax. And so we can't, as a state, go in and literally cut the property tax rates, but we can buy down those rates. But here's the deal, Dana. We did that last session also. We used $18 billion last session to buy down those property tax rates, but a lot of people didn't feel it for one reason. And that's because local property taxing jurisdictions went back and raised those property tax rates. Then what we have to do to make sure we provide enduring property tax relief is not just buy down those rates, but also limit the ability of local jurisdictions from being able to raise your property tax rates again.
Is that something that you would sign? Are you encouraging that in the legislature?
Sure. This is, now that I got school choice behind me, this is what I'm really leaning into. Because, listen, I hear more from constituents across the state about the necessity of property tax relief. We have an obligation to deliver it, not just buying down those property tax rates, but also limiting the ability of local taxing jurisdictions to raise your property tax rates.
That would be a great thing if we could do it. I mean, and it would be even, it would, I mean, I'm just saying, if we abolished it outright and had like a graduated consumption tax, that would be even better, because you never really own your own property. I'm sure you've heard all of this before, because I know a lot of people that have been down in Austin talking to you about this, talking to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has been doing some good work. I also wanted to ask you about this story. I'm going to pull this up. This is wild. Texas Tribune. I normally don't cite them, but you know, it says early Texas hospital data shows millions have been spent in care for non-U.S. citizens. So this is just something that Texans have had to deal with, and our communities, Governor, as you know, have had to deal with in the past several years. You ordered hospitals last summer to begin asking patients to disclose whether or not they were lawfully in the United States. And they were told that your answer is not going to jeopardize your access to health care, but you're not legally required to answer. Some did. But the numbers that have been coming out of this have been pretty startling when you see what our tax dollars have been subsidizing.
So, and I'm not surprised, but as you pointed out, I wanted to get to the bottom of what was taking place. I wanted to find out how much either the state or hospitals were on the hook because of illegal immigration. And the numbers that have surfaced, as you pointed out, have been enormous. And it's an enormous tax on Texans, on Americans, on our healthcare facilities. And a primary purpose of this is to gather the information that we need, because immigration is the federal government's responsibility. Texas taxpayers are having to foot the bill for what Joe Biden did to this country. And we need to be prepared to bring legal action against the United States to recoup the money that we are entitled to, the money that we had to bear the burden of because of Joe Biden's illegal immigration policies.
Yeah. And with the immigration, the president authorized military to take control of public land. For those who don't know, we talked about this on the show before, a strip of public land along the southern border. How much of a help is this? I was looking at the map, Governor, and that seems to be, I mean, to my eyes, it seems to be a pretty big swath of land there at the border, and they're going to come in and take control. I would have to imagine that that's a relief for those overextended border agents down there.
So it's a tremendous relief, and very different than the Joe Biden approach, where they let in everybody who came across the border. Now we finally have a president who's finally enforcing the laws of the United States of America and putting the resources on the ground to deny illegal entry. And if you look at the numbers, they are astounding. Last month, in the month of March, we had the lowest illegal immigration ever recorded in any March, I think in any month ever in the history of America, recording illegal entries. And it's in part due to the fact that President Trump has taken a hard stance on it, in part because he's deporting people who do cross the border illegally, but also because they're finally putting up personnel resistance on the border, including the military. And what Texas is doing, you know, we already have thousands of National Guard out on the border. Those National Guard are deputized to make arrests of people coming across the border, to work with ICE on the deportation of them, to make sure that anybody who thinks they're coming into the state of Texas is going to realize they picked the wrong state to come into, because we have the personnel, the resources, the manpower to arrest you and to deport you.
Ooh, last quick note for you, Governor Greg Abbott. Jasmine Crockett, her remarks on you, I thought were completely uncalled for. I thought you handled it in a very classy way. I didn't know if you had anything to add to it or if you thought about turning yourself into an action figure.
Antonio Brown sure wants to turn me into an action figure.
Yeah.
But listen, this is the Democrat Party of today. The Democrat Party today is the Jasmine Crocketts who say derogatory things about people in wheelchairs. It's the Democrat Party that is embracing MS-13 gang members and trying to bring them back from El Salvador as opposed to deporting them to El Salvador. All I can say is if the Democrats keep this up, Republicans may never lose another race.
There you go, right there. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, we appreciate your time today, sir. Thank you for all you do. We'll talk to you again. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Dana. Mm-hmm.
I always tell people to carry. I will always carry. I will always encourage people to carry. I get that some people want to diversify their weapons array. I understand that. Especially like what we were just talking about, gun-free zones. I have friends who were, all I can say is that they work in the media. New York, Washington, D.C., they are out at night because, as you know, apparently our government now with this administration never sleeps. And even though they went through all the hoops and jumped through all of that stuff and got their license to carry, they're barred from carrying in a number of places. So they went out and they got what's called the Byrna SD. That's the most popular model. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And it is a way for you to still have some means of protection when you are barred from carry. I mean, think about it. You carry knives. You know, you'll carry blades. You have different calibers. You know, I think the saying is what? I use my pistol to get to my rifle. So you have all different kinds of stuff. It's always good to anticipate varied situations and plan accordingly. And this is the niche that I feel that Byrna fits. And you can look and go to their website and see everything that they have to offer. Like I said, the Byrna SD is the most popular model. And when you go, when you go and you can look at the different projectiles, that's what I'm thinking of. The different projectiles, the different accessories, all this kind of stuff. They have different things up there. And this has five rounds compared to regular stun guns, which only have one or two. So you have multiple chances. Visit Byrna.com/Dana, BYRNA.com/Dana, and get 10% off your purchase.
Pastor Alan Jackson encourages Christians to get tough and fight.
The military had been turned into a social experiment. Apparently, they've been looting the coffers in Washington for a long time of hundreds of billions of dollars, terminating the lives of our children. I mean, we all know the litany of things that are happening. It feels like it's going to take a determination from the people of faith if we're going to see this walked back to the place it needs to be for the sake of our children.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
An angry Florida man got his stolen Ram TRX back himself. You got to be careful with doing this. This guy can do it. I mean, he looks like, you know, he can handle himself. He had his beloved Ram TRX stolen from in front of his house, so he took matters in his own hands. First, he contacted the police and waited for the Broward Sheriff's Office to perform an investigation. But when that started to drag on, he started searching for info about where his truck might be. He was randomly looking at Facebook Marketplace, and then he got a notification that an additional 800 miles had been logged onto the TRX's odometer. And the thieves thought they disabled the GPS tracker, but apparently Ram still sent the key notification to the man. So he had that, and then he went looking at cities that far away. He checked Facebook Marketplace again, and he found his stolen truck listed for sale near Nashville. He discovered the seller had ads for quite a few other things, thinking that they're all stolen. And so he noticed that the vehicles, there was a house in the background of all the photos. He spent 9 hours on Google Maps using Street View, combed through the area, found the location of the house, and then he reached out to the sheriff's office in Tennessee, hopped on a plane, got his car back in one piece within hours. That's pretty hardcore.
Hire that dude.
Yeah. Now he's helping other people who had their cars stolen. And I think he's thinking about a career switch and private investigation. And he's, I mean, that's, I mean, I think he's key for it. I think he could absolutely do it. You do have to be careful with that kind of stuff, though. Like, don't be thinking that you're going to go and Lara Croft Tomb Raider it in there. You know, you got to be careful, folks. One thing, got a couple of other ones here. No, I don't want that one. Okay. This one, a New Jersey man apparently flew to Florida to attack a fellow gamer with a hammer. Now, why did he do this? I bet they were playing like Fortnite. No, I'm kidding. He got mad because the fellow gamer killed him in the game. And so he decided to try to kill him in real life. I'm not even making this up. It was Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper said a press conference, this was yesterday, announcing the charges. He said it stemmed from an online altercation. He said the case was a, quote, weird one. Edward Kang, 20 years old, gained entry into the victim's home through an unlocked door, wearing all black clothes, gloves, and a mask, attacked him with a hammer. When the victim got up from gaming to use the bathroom late Saturday, early Sunday, the victim's the same age as Kang. He was able to wrestle his assailant to the ground. That's Kang, K-A-N-G, not Arcane. And he and his stepfather, who was woken up by screams for help, they disarmed Kang and restrained him until deputies arrived. There was a lot of blood everywhere, blood on the hammer. The victim had severe head wounds during the assault. He's been released from the hospital. And so they, Kang told deputies that the victim is, quote, a bad person online. Wow. That's when you're taking it a little too seriously. You need to... You can't be going and beating stuff with a hand. Just because you're not good enough and you got murked in a game does not mean you get to go and murk somebody in real life. Not at all. Oh, my gosh. I can't even tell this one. Oh, man. Nope. We got the... Oh, do I want to... This is a crazy one, though. Newberry. A Florida man, Christopher Kelsey. He's another one. He's 47, but he looks like he's 90. The victim told police that she and Christopher Kelsey were arguing outside of their apartment when he grabbed her by the throat and choked her. When police arrived, they said that he appeared to be intoxicated, had a strong odor of alcohol, and he told them multiple times to... How do I put this?
I don't know. How do you put it?
I don't know. There's literally no way I can put this. He... told the police to do something unflattering to him with his male copulatory organ. Oh,
really?
Yes. All right. That's all I'm going to say.
I think I get it.
Multiple times. Which, guess what? That doesn't go over well with the cops. His bond is at $100,000. He has 5 previous battery convictions. Stick with us. Third hour on the way. It's our friends at Super Beats, the Super Barine product. Okay, you know the chews, right? I take the chews. They're great. And I think it's great heart healthy energy, because if I have caffeine after 2 o'clock, I'm going to climb up on my ceiling like the exorcist all throughout the night. My husband doesn't like that. So the Super Beats chews are great. The Super Barine product, new from them, $5 off at Sam's Club through April 29th. It's $24.98. It's all about helping support healthy metabolism and healthy blood sugar levels. It's plant-based, doctor-formulated. It has a unique form of berberine and Italian olive fruit extract for additional antioxidant and cardiovascular support. The unique berberine that they use is clinically studied to deliver 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. So that means you get all the benefits in one highly concentrated, easy-to-swallow capsule you take once a day. And they use grapeseed extract for greater tolerability. Visit Sam's Club, restock your heart health support with Super Beats Heart Chews, and expand your routine with the new Super Berberine for healthy metabolism and blood sugar support. And don't forget, Super Brain is $5 off at Sam's Club through April 29th. Snag this offer at Sam's Club while it lasts. Start today. Get on the road to better cardiovascular health support.
My next guest is one of the most prominent Catholic lawmakers in American history. Joining me now is the former Speaker of the House, now Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. Thank you so much for being here. I just got to read your lengthy and really heartfelt statement that you and your husband, Paul, released.
I'm sorry. What? She's such a great Catholic. That was on CNN with Dana Bash. And Kane and I were having, you know, we were having a little bit of a discussion about this because, like, what makes her such a great Catholic? Kane and I both believe that she collects communion
in bottles.
She's got, you know, the blood, bottles and bottles of it. Probably takes it every couple minutes. Yeah. You know, just saying.
Several times.
I mean, if she can be a good Catholic, then I guess a man can be a woman, you know? I mean, good heavens, I don't know. Welcome back to the program. Program again, Dana Lash, top of this third hour, scratched eye edition. That's a boo-boo. Yeah, boo-boo. Can we talk about Lesbian Visibility Week? Yeah, we need to, because I didn't know it was this week. It's this week. Hold up. It's this week. It's like goes till Friday. I didn't, like, apparently it kicked off, what, yesterday, today? Lesbian Visibility Week.
So you got to.
It has a graphic, so you know it's official. Oh. When they come out with graphics, it's official. Lesbian Visibility Week, the one week which you can see lesbians. Oh. Any other time. And look, the graphic. Juan's showing you the graphic on the simulcast. It is official with that graphic. It's Lesbian Visibility Week. It's the week where lesbians can uncloak themselves and be visible in our community. That's right. You didn't know that, did you?
They have the power of...
There could be... I mean, well, this week they can't. But any other time, there could be an invisible lesbian, like, in your car, Kane. You would know it, because they're invisible.
I had no idea.
I'm telling you. And I have to read this tweet. I saw this last night. From... Now, her name is Governor Tina Kotek.
All right.
I read it as Tina Kotex. And I'm like, that makes all the sense in the world. She tweeted, I'm one of two lesbians who hold the title of governor in the United States. I'm proud to live in and serve a state where every person can be their authentic selves. How are you not being your authentic selves? Now, this is going to blow your mind, but hold up. Do you know that there are actual lesbians that go to work and don't talk about how they're lesbians all the time and preface everything with, did you know I'm a lesbian?
That's how they're invisible.
I'm telling you. I mean, if you're a lesbian and you're not telling everybody you're a lesbian, are you a lesbian? It's like if a tree falls in the woods, you know? Here's my question with the whole thing. Again, I have my scratched eye, so deal with me. If they're invisible lesbians, this angers me. Why are they not going out on strike teams?
Right.
Think about the baddies that we don't, like El Chapo or something, like when he's done, we could have sent in an invisible lesbian strike team. And they could have just kill-billed El Chapo, right? And then nobody would have been the wiser because invisible, right? Invisible. I just don't understand. And then you get this governor who says, I'm one of two. Well, why do people have to constantly affix to themselves these identity politic boxes? It's like they think that somehow their specialness is magnified by however many identity boxes they attach, right? So, like, okay, you're a lesbian. What if you're a trans lesbian? Oh my gosh, that person's more special than you are. I just, you know, I don't sit here and tell people, like, I really like guacamole, and I'm, like, really proud to be, like, a big guacamole lover here behind the mic. You know what I mean? I just don't do that kind of stuff. I don't understand why, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me why people do this. I don't know. I mean, then DOD needs to send them out as strike teams. I'm still trying to get over Governor Kotex. I'm one of two people who believe the number of intersectional boxes you check determines your worth. Hold the title. That's what she's basically saying. Stop with this stuff. This is so goofy. You don't constantly, you know, need to list identity politics as like your lead in order to somehow give you worth. I mean, you have worth without all of this stuff. It just is goofy. We need a whole month devoted to how we get it on. What about like straight dudes into fat chicks, or, you know, skinny dudes into, you know, super skinny? I don't know. Like, I mean, are we just going to start dudes who pee sitting down? They get a whole visibility week. Like, how are we? Is this where we're going to go? Every little thing has to be played up as some sort of like identity politic check, you know, box check.
We all need representation, I guess.
I mean, but why are you not having representation is my question. Like for those, you know.
Yeah, faking that you don't have representation is kind of the grift.
I mean, you're a governor. I'm pretty sure you're visible. No one sees me. I'm the lesbian governor. How did you get to be governor? Well, I was a lesbian and then I talked about running for office. That's what. I think she's a DEI hire personally. But yeah, I was really trying to get over Governor Kotek. It's Kotek, but still. I have a couple of audio sound bites, and we got some other stuff we're going to get into as well. Nancy Mace had a time at her town hall. Audio sound bite 19. Listen.
Does your husband call you babe? Okay. So, even better.
I don't care.
Okay. So I would like for you to apologize, but it is derogatory. And second of all,
is tranny derogatory to you?
The dude's gonna throw a fern. I think that there's a way that you can do it and still, although I say this as somebody who matches your energy, right? Like whatever energy you come at me, I will double it. And then people get like, people who are mean to me online, they're so surprised when I like punch you in the throat back. They're like, why did you, it's like that meme where somebody's riding a bike and they put a stick in it. Why did you do that to me? So I was the person being mean. If a man comes up to me though, I have like a visceral reaction. If a man comes up and tries to police my speech, I'm just saying.
I don't care if it's a man or a woman.
No, anybody, but particularly a dude who's trying to cosplay as a woman. Don't police my speech. But I don't know. I feel like some of the stuff that she does is like for stunts. Tone it down, right? Like we get it. You know, you just do the work. Just do the work. I mean, that's great. You're arguing with trainees, but where the hell is our tax relief, right? Why are these EOs not cemented as and legislated into law? That's all well and good. You know, have your trainee fight, but look, can we do this other stuff too? I would love to see as much attention put on all this other stuff. Why are you making that face over there?
I don't know. I think it's a little unfair. These people are coming up to her.
Yeah.
So it's not, you're saying like she's, I mean, no, her I'm putting not. It out on social media is part of that. And I think that's maybe, is she also, up for?
I don't know. I probably would have been like, I can say what I want. And then if they ratcheted it up.
Is she up for re-election in 26?
I don't know. Probably.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Is the case.
That's what a lot of it is. But yeah, I've never had anybody try to control my speech before. I don't think anybody would try to. Just, you know, but still, I just think we need to get some of this other stuff done. However, can I just go back to that guy's outfit real quick? Oh, we weren't getting away out of this one.
Guy's outfit.
Yeah, forgive me. I have a scratched eye, so I'm constantly attending to it.
Look
so
at you that
have
guy's
to...
outfit.
So I need to talk about this guy's outfit for a minute. What in the brunch hell is he wearing? So first off, women don't dress like this. Why are you wearing a giant straw hat? Is it a straw hat? Is that raffia?
It looks like it.
You're not at the beach. You don't need a sun hat if you're not at the beach. Or also, I don't, is this trying to be like Easter wear? Also, you cannot wear a sweetheart cut like that with an empire waist unless you actually have like a chest to fill it out. I'm not trying to be mean, but it just doesn't look attractive. Otherwise, it just looks like little sunken pancakes. It doesn't look any good. And that necklace is, I get that it's a statement piece, but it's too big. No self-respecting woman is going to walk out dressed like this. So if you're going to try to cosplay as a woman, dear heavens, give us the respect that we're due and do it properly. I turn into Joan Rivers when I see people dress badly. Dana, you wear black all the time. Exactly. Exactly. Now you get it, don't you? A few other things that I want to... Oh, do we have time? Yeah, we do. I'm trying to get everything in today. So, the red dyes. I need to talk about this. Because, Kane, when is this kicking into place?
4:00 Eastern today.
So 3 Central.
Yep.
So artificial food dyes are going to be banned. Like red 40, oh, they're phasing them out. So artificial dyes derived from petroleum, and there's a lot of them that are there. I mean, there are some studies say that they're associated with moodiness and irritability and all that good stuff. They're all the good stuff. They said that they are, I guess they're trying to replace them with more natural, like food-based things like turmeric and paprika and stuff like that. Yeah. But it is going to be, so they're phasing them out. So that means, they're still going to be on the store shelves, but they can't make anything new, as I understand it, correct?
Right.
Okay. So get all your red dye right now. I'm actually okay with this.
I'm totally okay with this. The fact that it's been going on this long, we've had years and years of examples of other countries that have wiped out these artificial dyes years ago.
Yeah.
And we still haven't? Like, what is the motivation for that?
Great question.
I'm a little miffed.
Yeah, great question. Well, I mean, if you travel out of the country, and depending where you go, I mean, you notice a difference in the food. Like Italy, there's a huge difference in the food. Some say even France is a huge, I haven't been to France, a huge difference in the food. And elsewhere. And there's a lot of stuff that we put in ours. Like none of this stuff is you can't, a ton of European countries don't have this stuff. Nobody else has this stuff in their food. We do. We allow it. But Kane, what do you say for the people who go, this is big government?
Big government?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's big government to allow all the crap that makes us unhealthy. That's big government. what we're doing is dismembering big government's influence that we've had over the last decades as it relates to what's approved.
You know, this makes me think of, so I work with a nutritionist and all this stuff, and one of and I have an allergist because I have crazy allergies, and they were telling me that they were suspecting, and I don't know if I believe it, that I'm might be gluten sensitive. And I'm like, I'm not gluten sensitive. That's stupid. I'm going to eat all the gluten in the world. And then I started thinking, I'm not gluten sensitive. I'm chemical sensitive.
Right.
That has nothing to do with gluten. When I was in Italy, I ate my weight in pasta 3 times a day, and I had gelato. I mean, I ate like a morbidly obese child when I was in Italy. I'm not even kidding.
And you didn't gain anything. I lost weight
because I walked like 10 miles a day. I'm not exaggerating that one at all. I've got the, I had the data to prove it. And I didn't feel tired. I didn't have like any of the issues that I normally would have if I eat a lot of bread or if I eat a lot of carbs or pasta or something like that. I didn't have any of that. And it was just so different. So when they were telling me this, I'm like, I'm not gluten sensitive. I'm chemical sensitive. That's really what this is all about. And I really do think that. I think that our food, I mean, this is like preventative. Imagine how much healthier we could be and what that does to the healthcare system overall when we start shifting our focus on treating things after the fact and we start being more preventative with healthcare. Our system is totally backwards. All Family Pharmacy is a great business that is going to make sure that you are topped up with whatever it is that you need. They've saved me. They come in clutch a number of times. And they have the treatments like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, you know, therapeutics, and the things that the government was trying to prevent you from actually accessing when the government was out there crushing alternatives. All Family Pharmacy has you covered. They also have your everyday medications, your maintenance medications that you need. Fast shipping, no hassle, no gatekeepers. No insurance, no problem. It's simple and fast and affordable to order from All Family Pharmacy. They have straightforward pricing. Shipping is just in like 2 to 4 days, or overnight in a pinch if you need it. It's all, everything that they have is made in the USA. So you don't have to worry about outsourced stuff coming in from India or China. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off with promo code Dana10. Be prepared, protect yourself and your family today. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So while we were talking to Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas House was being very, very busy. What did they do? They just passed a giant corporate welfare package to keep property taxes high, per Brian Harrison, and explode the size of government. Let's get him on tomorrow to talk about this. This is unbelievable. A $2 billion surplus. Remember how Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that that was going to go to pay down the government regulation, like taxes, the property taxes? Now it's not going to. If you want to drive people out of the state of Texas, this is how you do it. Texas, I will move my ass out of Texas. I am not joking. They either get a handle on it, you rat bastards in the Texas legislature, or maybe I'll show up on your damn doorsteps. You think that you got to be afraid of the left? You wait until you piss off the right. Bunch of commie, I can't say what I think of them. This enrages me. Absolutely enrages me. I want to know every single one of these heifers that voted for this. Every one of them. Oh, all right. We got more. I'm coming back to this after the break. That is while we were talking. That's what happened. While we were having the conversation. A man allegedly rips out a stranger's eye in a random attack after this is crazy. This was in Arizona. The victim's eyeball was dangling from a socket. Daniel Links was arrested and charged with felony aggravated assault after allegedly ripping out a stranger's eye. The 38-year-old also punched the unidentified victim several times, fracturing his jaw. He's being held in Maricopa County Jail on $500,000 bond. It was an unprovoked attack. And the victim, all he said was, "Hey, how you doing?" as he passed by, as people do, you know. And he just lost it and went at him. Links had just literally been released from jail 2 days prior. And that's why. I mean, he like literally stuck his fingers in the guy's eye socket and pulled it out. Like Kill Bill. It was like a Kill Bill episode. Unbelievable. And let's see. Oh, that was a bad story. Oh, apparently HBO, this is a whole other issue. They're going to have to apologize for what is being called blackwashing Severus Snape. They decided to do, they're really messing up Harry Potter. We're going to talk about this and more coming up. Stick with us. Can't do it without the people who make it possible. And that is our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the nation with nationwide coverage you can trust and beyond. I've never had an issue. Even when I have gone internationally, I've never had an issue. And they fund the things that you vote to protect. And by that, I mean, they help facilitate, like, for instance, school board fights. They were instrumental in helping parents in my town come together and fight back and take over the school board after some pretty bad things happened. And you're going to pay less. You have seamless switching, 100% U.S.-based customer service team. Keep your number, keep your phone, upgrade. It's never been easier to switch. And you can get a free month of service with promo code Dana. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Make that switch today and get yourself a free month of service with promo code Dana. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Dana Lash here with you. Scratched eye edition. I have a scratch in my eye, so. I am livid over this story. Literally minutes after we concluded our interview with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas House passed a major corporate welfare bill. We have State Rep Brian Harrison on tomorrow to talk about this. And it's House Bill 14. They want to create, basically, it's a $2 billion effort to jumpstart the state's nuclear power industry. And that Governor Greg Abbott literally was just telling me that money was going to be used to pay down the exorbitantly high property taxes in the state of Texas. I would encourage everyone to not support Texas Republicans anymore if they don't stop stabbing you in the back, because they are indistinguishable from Democrats. That's not hyperbole. Texas Republicans are literally on paper and in action absolutely indistinguishable from Democrats. Either they stop stabbing us in the back or I can't support them anymore. I'm not giving this rat bastard party another dime. I donate to some of these candidates, and then I get millions of text messages. What have you done for me, Republican lawmakers? Aside from raise our taxes, what have you done? Not a damn thing. And the ones in D.C., they can't even get it together to cement any of these executive orders, to codify them with legislative action. Worthless. It is the Uniparty. It's actually worse than the Uniparty, because the Uniparty suggests that two sides came together and they have equal share of the mind space. That's false. Republicans just morph into Democrats. I want to know I want to know how every single Republican voted on that bill. Every single one. And I want to know, I want every single one of them to come on this show and I want them to explain why it is that they felt it was okay to stab voters in the back. And that's exactly what they did. It is a corporate welfare bill. This is what Democrats would pass. This is crony corporatism. You know, you can support nuclear energy without supporting crony capitalism or crony corporatism. You know that, right? There's a million ways to support nuclear energy without stealing taxpayer dollars and doing it by using our taxpayer dollars that we were promised was going to lower our property tax. Because we don't ever really own our own property, as you know. You pay rent to the government. And if you don't give the government its rent, then it comes and takes your property because you don't really own it. In the meantime, we have all these people that are complaining because they have to, oh no, they got to have their student loan repayments. Oh, they're weeping and gnashing of their teeth because the student loan repayment. Oh, they're going to start collecting for student loans on May 5th. 5.3 million borrowers. They could face wage garnishments or offset of federal benefits if they do not pay their defaulted loans. They have until May 5th to make payment arrangements or explore repayment plans. Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. Totally fine with it. especially after this. This is what your taxes go for. You don't get my tax dollars. You're not my dependent. And by the way, we should be able to claim all this stuff as dependent. I should be able to claim every one of these damn illegal aliens coming in as my dependent because my tax dollars have been going to them. Mm-hmm. Every one of them I should be able to take. Absolutely. So I'm mad over this. $2 billion of surplus that we were supposed to get to help with property taxes, and they gave it to crony corporatism. You better be watching the Texas Senate. You better be burning down them phone lines to your Texas Senate. This is unbelievable. And I can't continue to support this stuff. This is why I'm not a Republican, because Republicans are trash. I got disinvited from speaking to a GOP group out of state. I'm not going to say who, but they know who it is. They were going to have me. And then they took issue with the fact that I was critical of the Republican Party. You can kiss my backside. I don't owe you a damn thing. You better be looking to get right with me and other voters instead of having everybody kiss your ring. I don't know what country you think that you woke up in this morning, but we overthrew people like you 250 years ago, actually this same week. So you might want to check yourself, Republicans. They act like they're doing you a favor. Unbelievable. I'm done with this stuff. They all talk such a great game. I mean, while the governor, they made the governor, you know what? The governor ought to be mad at him too. They made him look like an ass. Yeah. They made the governor look like an ass. The Texas Republicans. Oh, but boy, they want you to come and talk at all their events. I can't tell you how many times I tell them no. I got this Republican group. Can you come and do a fundraiser for us? I don't want to do a damn thing for you. I gave enough money to these lawmakers, and what have I gotten out of it? Nothing. I'm tired of rustling your jimmies to help you. I'm tired of it. Rustle your own jimmies. How about that? Done with it. I don't think that I had somebody who was telling me in Texas, they pay more in property tax than they do for interest and principal. Man.
But imagine paying off your house and you still have to owe money every year to a government. And if you don't pay it, they'll take the property you paid for fully.
Mm-hmm. With guns. Yeah. They'll show up with guns under a threat of violence. It's extortion. And you can't even get any relief. This after COVID, we had the whole damn state locked down. People lost income. I have friends that lost everything. They lost their business. They nearly lost their home because they have employees that they had to pay. Everything. I'm going to tell you, I don't want to name people. I have friends that own property in Dallas. And because it's important to the left, they're a black conservative family. And they were told, remember when the CDC said that we're going to have a rent moratorium and you can't charge people for rent, but you still have to pay your utilities and taxes? This family, and they owned a number of properties, they had to allow everybody that was renting, and they have a very nice complex that they own. Everybody that was renting from them, they had to pay all of their stuff. They never got a return on that either, by the way. They still have to pay taxes on it. They had to pay the utilities. They had to pay this stuff because they had a rent moratorium from the CDC where people could live for free in properties that other people owned and that other people had to still pay tax on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You didn't get a moratorium on taxes, did you? No, but they put a moratorium on people who had rent. They almost lost the property. And it's funny because the banks and the state, well, the area in which they live with their property taxes, they didn't care. They wanted what was theirs. I never got a return on the investment of those lost tax dollars. Did you?
Nope.
I feel like there are Democrats that are Republicans that are turning the state blue. They are turning the state blue. That's exactly what it is. So if you're in Texas at this point, you have every right to pretty much riot, honestly. You have every right to protest. You have every right to call these people and scream at them because they stabbed you in the back in one of the worst ways possible. This is the House that did it. You know, I don't have, and it gets worse. Yeah, Brian Harrison's going to, oh boy. Apparently they were listening to these investment firms. They wanted $5 billion of our tax dollars that they wanted to give to these businesses, these corporations, instead of lowering property taxes.
Secretly.
And they had a secret meeting, an appropriations committee. They met secretly, closed doors, which violates the Texas House rules, by the way. And Brian Harrison was objecting. We're going to play all this tomorrow. This is just, it's infuriating. So I don't see the point. If Republicans want to lose everything, they need to keep doing this. This is a great way for them to lose everything. And I'm happy to have any Texas lawmaker, if they think that they can come on here and actually show their face to voters and defend this. Oh, we'll find you. Every damn one of them needs to be primaried. But that's the thing. You got to actually follow through on it. I don't want to run for office because I hate people. I hate lawmakers. I hate politicians. I hate them to bits. There's some I tolerate more than others. I just don't like them. I could not sit at this table. I'm watching this video of this secret appropriations meeting. I could not sit. I'd be hitting people with chairs. Oh, I'd turn it into WWE. I'm not joking. I would be arrested. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. I don't have the patience for that stuff. Yeah, that's why, you know, there's other people like Representative Harrison's better suited. Think about all of the economy that Biden left. And now until we get these other trade deals done, we're dealing with, you know, it's a taxation from tariffs. It's honest. It's what it is. We got to get these other trade deals done. And property taxes have been exorbitant, not just in Texas, but elsewhere. And I think after COVID, when people saw all of these resources that they paid property tax for and they never, it was shut down for 2 years and they never, you know, why would they? You have a surplus, a multi-billion dollar surplus. And this is what Texas Republicans choose to do. Unbelievable. Oh, he's got more. Oh, boy. And they tried to force the Appropriations Committee to take their votes out of being in secret because they were trying to do all this secretively. And then there's one Democrat lawmaker in there who is mad because he was recording it. And she starts recording him. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Ratchet. Go ahead and record him. Yep. Unbelievable. So we're going to do for Red State Rhino tomorrow. We're going to do a big old deep dive into this. I've already started a draft.
And just so you know, this was a voice vote today, so they don't really have roll call vote. But tomorrow they will.
They will tomorrow, yeah.
Before we have Brian on. So we'll have a list of people who voted for this.
Just unbelievable. I'm actually really mad. As the governor sat here and was telling us this is what the Texas House did. I mean, oof, telling you what, this is the problem with these fake Republicans. There's a major problem with them, a major problem with these fake Republicans. And, you know, I got to tell you, too, it doesn't help that you got some people out there who are more interested in fighting with their own side than they are actually scoring wins, like fighting with other conservatives than they are scoring wins. It's just unbelievable. We'll talk more about that tomorrow as well. We got to get moving because we've got Today in Stupidity on the way as we move our partners that help bring you the program. MyPillow. I just want to take a giant, fluffy MyPillow. And I want to just hold it over the face of the people trying to pass higher taxes. For them to sleep. That's what I'm talking about. What's the matter with you? What? You're so mean. Gold prices have surged over 40% since January 2024, consistently reaching new highs. According to Goldman Sachs research, the upward trend is expected to persist due to strong demand from central banks. It's stuff like this that's made me take action and why I've bought precious metals like gold and silver. I've partnered with a great company that makes it super easy to buy. Easy, transparent, and simple. And that company is Gold Co. They're a huge supporter of this show, and they're the best at what they do. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit jam-packed with critical information about buying precious metals. It was a huge help, not just for me, but to all of you if you do this. And for my audience, you could also qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. It's a really great deal, so don't miss out. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow we'll have Texas State Rep Harrison on, Brian Harrison on, to talk about this. And I know that we also had Representative Chip Roy reach out. But I mean, this is, Republicans are playing with fire with this, with absolute fire. And I am getting very, very concerned as we get closer to midterms. We should have had more trade deals with some of these nations than we've had. And I think that that would have been even more acceptable if we had any of the stuff that Trump has passed, if any of it had been made permanent, right? If any of his, if any of the stuff that he's, if the tax cuts, if a lot of this deregulation, if it had been made permanent by members of Congress, and we don't have that right now. So it is, are they trying to trip him up? Republicans are doing more to torpedo Trump's agenda than Democrats. That's a fact. Not even up for debate. Absolutely a fact. And I feel like they don't care about taxpayers either. So we're going to talk about all of that tomorrow. Kane, are you going to go out and get all the red dyes so you can have some red dyes since it's going to be banned? Save the dye. What happens to M&Ms?
You know, one of my favorite drinks was Hawaiian Punch. I haven't had it in like forever. Remember Hawaiian Punch?
Bomb.
Oh, my God. But, it, you know, it's also red dye in that one. I'm sure Gatorade uses it or used it. So I'm interested in seeing... I guess comparing, you can compare.
How stupid are we as a human, as an animal, where we're like, we can't buy that. And oh, wait, it's super bright red. Me want. Like, how does that? Oh, this is boring. It looks like water. Stupid, boring, and clear. What? This is bright blood red. Me want. Me give. Well, I mean,
it works like that in nature. It's how bees find
but
flowers.
But we're supposed to be evolved.
Yeah, but I mean those
but
basic
we're really not.
Yeah, those basic biological functions still exist. I mean, we are attracted to shiny things, we're attracted to colorful things.
It's not
just the way it is.
I go to the dark and the shadow.
I mean,
naturally.
Some go as far as being fooled by those things, but I mean, they catch our eye more. That's what I'm saying.
I just think the fact that we have to have it is wild to me. I don't know.
It sells food.
Well, I guess it does, but it's just something I don't know. I don't know. I saw this Babylon Bee headline. The Catholic Church is going to consider electing a pope who's Catholic this time.
Oh, that'd be helpful.
My favorite thing is watching all my Catholic friends debate each other on this. All I know is that there's a cardinal who's in contention, and his name, and I'm going to say it wrong, but I'm going to go with it, is Pizzaballa.
Oh. Right.
Pope Pizzaballa?
I like it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Sounds like he's a baller and loves pizza. I'm just saying. So I could go for that. All right. Today in Stupidity, Kane, what we got?
All right, Juan, this is Cut 12. It is Elizabeth Warren, Hiawatha, Pocahontas, or Pocahontas. She is here talking about how Biden was mentally sharp. Listen to this.
You know, the thing is, he was sharp.
Was he?
He was on his feet. I saw him.
What?
Live
event. On his feet?
I had meetings with him a couple of times.
He breathed, guys. He did the most basic human functions, like talk, and he blinked.
She said
and he
yesterday.
Took steps, and he breathed.
This
I mean,
wasn't
he's
a
totally
year ago.
Fine.
This wasn't 2 years ago. This is her saying that yesterday.
That's so stupid. That's so absolutely asinine. Good heavens. All right, folks, that does it for us today. Find us over at Substack. Like and subscribe YouTube and Facebook as well. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a great night.